E8.
That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. So please drop on by our website. Enjoy the various features you will find there. Actually, you can enjoy the website for free. A lot of those talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right, so of course we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We've brought stuff to the table to discuss as well, including an update on Venezuelan madman, their president there, Nicolas Maduro. You may recall that the previous president of Venezuela passed away, Hugo Chavez, and he had been making headlines for doing all manner of ridiculous socialist things. And Maduro is now about to face a re-election. As we learned earlier this week on the program, he is in the process of seizing businesses. Now, this isn't something that we're really used to here in the United States because, just for whatever reason, the government here, they're just not that ballsy. I mean, they're dangerous and they're scary, but they're not as so brazen as to be able to just walk right into a business and say, "We are taking you for the name in the name of the people of Venezuela."
Now, what does that mean? Because they've definitely shut down businesses and raided them and said you have to stop business because whatever they're doing is illegal. But is this that the government's coming in and they're going to try to run the business themselves?
Yes. Essentially, that's what we're talking about. They did it earlier. I think it was either this year or last year to a grocery store. They have done it in a variety of different ways that we don't even know about here on Free Talk Live. But just this week, they took over the equivalent of Best Buy. It's called DACA down there, and they took that over and they basically slashed the prices of everything on the shelf. Nicolas Maduro got on television and encouraged everybody to come down and clean the place out. He actually brought in the National Guard to come in and keep order. He had to bring on 10,000 volunteers to come in and stand around and keep order. As
free people. iPads. Or not free, but not free, half price.
Yeah, very, very slashed. I mean,
so what is their plan when they sell out of their products and they didn't make any profit?
I don't think he has a plan. I think he just wants to get reelected. So what he's doing is he's going in,
running the businesses into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, he just went. Imagine he went into Best Buy and then just basically gave everybody 50% off every item in the store, meaning they're going to take a loss. And now, look, I don't know what the slashed prices were like down there, but from the way it was sounding, it was definitely something where people were lining up.
Well,
to
even
get
if
it
he
in.
Slashed it 2%, it's still like, you know, the businesses set their prices according to what is profitable for the business so that the business can sustain itself. It's not all about the CEOs making a lot of money. If the salary for the CEO gets slashed, say the government was somehow able to sustain this and they did have some kind of structure that was similar to what the private sector did, if they just like arbitrarily choose prices because that's the only way the government can do that,
sure,
is they don't have
the proper signals to set
right.
prices.
So if they're like, well, the CEO's salary, we're going to put this guy in charge. It was $100,000. We're going to knock it down to $90,000. Well, you know, you're not going to have people, the same kind of people lining up for a $90,000 job than you would with $100,000.
Yep, that is certainly true. It's just been absolutely crazy because not only did he crack down on this electronics store, he also went after other stores and has been threatening them with prosecution if they don't. So what he's doing is he's coming in and he's saying, you must reduce your prices or else we're going to prosecute you or possibly seize your store. The DACA electronics chain actually did have their stores seized, as I understand it, by the Venezuelan government. And now, with the latest on the story, Reuters is reporting that Venezuela's socialist government has arrested now more than 100 bourgeois businessmen in a crackdown on an alleged price gouging at hundreds of shops and companies since the weekend, President Nicolas Maduro said on Thursday. They are barbaric, these capitalist parasites, Maduro thundered in the latest of his lengthy daily speeches. We have more than 100 of the bourgeoisie behind bars at the moment.
What is bourgeoisie?
That's that's a word that kind of came into popularity.
Is that socialist talk for wealthy people?
I'll give you the proper definition here. It is a word from the French language, which originally denoted the wealthy stratum of the middle class. So basically kind of upper middle class people.
So we're not even talking about what, you know, the Occupy Wall Street people would call the 1%. We're talking about, like, whatever, the
30%. The 5% or 10%. But it's very popular amongst movements like socialist movements to attack the people that even have a little bit of money, right? So the successor to the late Hugo Chavez also said his government was preparing a law to limit Venezuelan businesses' profits to between 15 and 30%. Officials say unscrupulous companies have been hiking prices of electronics and other goods more than 1,000%. Critics say failed socialist economic policies and restricted access to foreign currency are actually behind Venezuela's runaway inflation. Now, they don't get into the detail at this point in the story, but as we reported earlier this week, the inflation rate in Venezuela over the last year is 54%.
Wow.
In just the last month, prices have skyrocketed, so it would be very interesting to see what the inflation rate was over the last 6 months, 3 months.
And that's not even, like, I don't even disagree with the idea of, I think that businesses should raise their prices to meet demand, right? So that's what a lot of people call price gouging. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of maybe totally unexpected disaster. And so, you know, stores only have so much product on hand, and so they're going to raise their prices, and this actually benefits the consumer because then they don't run out. Only people that really, you know, say it's, cans of soup. If they only have a limited supply of soup and they keep it the same price, then, like, a couple people are going to come in there and take all the soup. Because, you know, there's been
and
a natural
probably raise the price and sell it to
disaster. And if they raise the price, then only the people that need it the most get it. The people that, you know, say, you have other options for food. It's the people that are willing to pay that price who get it and they don't run out. Right. It would be better to have expensive soup than no soup.
Well, and also another factor, like during a disaster situation, it may be more expensive to bring in the soup or the water or the ice or whatever. And so, therefore, the prices may have to be raised simply because you may have to spend more money on the product at that point to be able to bring in another pallet of batteries or whatever. It may be prohibitively expensive to get something in there. Roads may be shut down. It may be hard to find somebody who's willing to come in there and deal with government bureaucrats that might be standing in the way of product delivery. So there's all kinds of factors that go into play as to why a price might be raised.
Well, certain things become more valuable depending on the context, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember at Pork Fest, someone was selling ponchos, and it was really nice most of Pork Fest, and the ponchos probably like, I don't know, a dollar or something. And then once it started raining, of course,
the price has
to go up. And I ended up buying one. I waited till it rained, so I could have got the cheap price if I had looked at the Weather Channel.
So you always know it's going to rain at some point during Pork Fest, though.
That's true.
It's almost a given at this point. Although most of them have been pretty nice. We're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We can tell you more about that at another time. But going on with the story here. So, again, they're going to be limiting profits by companies. He's working on the law. They haven't passed that yet. But this guy, Maduro, the president, is looking to get reelected coming up in less than a month. And so he's doing all of this for the purpose of positioning himself as the key socialist in the country, that he's the man who cares about the poor. Look how much he cares about the poor. He's going to gut all of the stores in the country and give you one last television set. Because why would anybody want to work and or run this operation of this electronics store if you know that at any moment this crazy madman could come in and totally seize your operations and turn all of your business profits that you were going to use to reinvest into your business and, you know, maybe give to charities or whatever and take it all for the state? That's got to be really frustrating as a businessman. I wouldn't want to deal with that. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. More to come here tonight, including 10 things a mom learned from not yelling at her kids. We'll get into that, too.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com to access our live streams as well as the podcast, all for free. m.freetalklive.com. You can help Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. Go to bitcoinnotbombs.com and pre-order your t-shirt or hoodie. Each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays. So you can give these as gifts and keep someone warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little Bitcoin guerrilla outreach. They're also accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit bitcoinnotbombs.com. That's bitcoinnotbombs.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We've got more news about politicians on the way. You know, Allie, I think it was on our show a couple of weeks ago that we talked about the Toronto mayor.
Rob Ford.
The allegedly crack-smoking mayor. Well, guess what? He admitted to it. And we haven't done an update on Rob Ford here, so I've got an update on him on the way. Plus, Allie, you'll be sharing with us the 10 things that a mom learned for while she was not yelling at her kids for, you said, a year.
That's right.
How long she did not yell at her kids. So we'll get into that. But also giving you an update on what's happening in Venezuela with the ridiculous, insane president, Nicolas Maduro, who seems to be determined to prove that he's more crazy than his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. And he's really ramping things up, especially considering his election is just a few weeks away.
Is it so? This is, he's basically bribing the voters to elect him.
Yeah, well, he's bribing the voters by forcing business owners to slash their prices. And there was some other detail, which I forget what it was. Something about how the government agents there will be benefiting from some of the things that he'll be doing as well.
Well, of course, the government will benefit if they it's twofold, because first of all, you get a lot of people who are on the government side because they're able to get, they have a financial incentive to be on the government side when they're giving, like, when they're giving you iPads at half the price. I mean, I don't know if they're really selling iPads in Venezuela, but I'm sure they are. But whatever that he's discounting, that's definitely a bribe, right? It doesn't matter if I say I'll pay you money to vote for me. I'll give you something of someone else's. Right. It's almost even worse.
Those are the bribes for the average people. As you were saying that, I remembered the example with the government workers there. So what he's doing for the government people is just this week, he declared that this was the beginning of Christmas. And by making that declaration, government workers are now being paid their Christmas bonus basically a month early at this point. So he's getting the government workers their Christmas bonus now before the election, as opposed to having it wait until after the election. So, you know, he really wants to get all the people working for the state behind him and
right,
trying, and not behind his opponent.
So then the second part of this is going to be the devastation that follows when people just don't have access to technology, which makes them wealthier.
Not only that, but they're having trouble getting toilet paper, Allie. I mean, the electronics store is just one example of how, you know, this man is insane and turning over more and more operations of business to the state. And now they have to import toilet paper from other places because it can't be produced accurately in the country.
No one who sells toilet paper is going to want to sell it somewhere they can't make money. I'm sorry, but that's how businesses make their choices. Where can they make money? And if they lose money by selling to your country,
isn't it wrong to make profits?
No, I think the profits are what drive us to do good. If I am selling
you
something,
are you just a greedy person? I mean, why do you want so much money? What's up with that?
Well, I am greedy, but I'm just realistic about the way, you know, our minds work. We respond to incentives, and we may do things and that just make us feel good, and I think that that's great, too. But you have to be honest with yourself. But you're profiting in that situation, too. It's just when it comes to trying to make a living, and even if it's you're making more money than you could even imagine having, you can't even see how I spent all my money. That doesn't matter because I'm doing it through voluntary means. And even if I have a lot of money, that's just evidence if I did it through legitimate means if I was trading with people, if I didn't steal the money, then that just means I made a lot of people better off than they were before they did business with me.
Yeah, that's true. I used to, one of my ex-girlfriends used to work for a restaurant that had a kind of a phrase, one of their little catchphrases for their employees called profit. It went, profit provides possibilities. And without profit, you don't get to expand your business. You don't get to create new locations. You don't get to hire new employees. You certainly don't get to donate any money to charities. You don't get to help anybody out in the community, because if you don't have any profit, you just have the money that your business is operating with, and that's it. And then there's no incentive, as you're saying, to do anything more.
Right. It's true. It's like, you know, at my job, people who I know might come in and they want freebies because they know me. And that doesn't happen very often, but when they do, it's a little bit, you know, I say no, because if we're losing money off of people who come in, then that just means that's less likely for me to get a raise, or less likely for me to get, you know, the new microwave or whatever it is that would make my working life better. It's going to take longer to do that if we can't make, you know, any profit.
Exactly. So let me give you more from this crazy story from Reuters about Nicolas Maduro as he ramps up his giveaways at the cost of business owners and the whole society, because many of these business owners are not going to want to come back into business after this, and for good reason. This man is forcing businesses to cut prices. Not only that, he's now arrested more than 100 businessmen as part of his crackdown. Since the weekend, soldiers and inspectors have gone into 1,400 shops. They've taken over operations at the electronics firm we were talking about, DACA, and a battery-making company, as well as rounded up a handful of looters. The move, Maduro's boldest since taking office in April, is reminiscent of the dramatic governing style of Hugo Chavez, who nationalized swaths of the OPEC members' economy during his 14-year socialist rule. Like Chavez, Maduro says he's defending the poor. The inspections have shaken Venezuela 3 weeks before local elections that his opponents are casting as a referendum on the 50-year-old former bus driver. Maduro has made preserving Chavez's legacy the mainstay of his government and has been matching his former mentor's anti-capitalist rhetoric. He said, "It's time to deepen the offensive. Go to the bone in this economic war."
You know, it's just crazy to arrest business owners, and you're talking about people, you know, if there's a range of different people in class, if there's the poor and then there's the business owners, and then, you know, maybe it's probably like politicians and stuff who are 1%, right? So what did it, when they come in and say, we're going to arrest the business owners in defense of the poor, okay, so what is it that makes these people poor? Is it maybe have anything to do with not being able to get a leg up economically? Don't you want them to all be business owners? If those are the ones making money and you want to help the poor, you want to help them not be poor anymore, not create more poor people.
Absolutely. We come back with your thoughts. If you want to share them at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We'll actually find out more about how business owners in Venezuela are responding to this crackdown here in a moment. And you are welcome to share your thoughts. You can also bring up anything that you want. More coming up with Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With the record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie is here courtesy of her radio show, which she does on Saturday nights, which you can download via podcast at your leisure over at alpshow.com.
That's right.
What is ALP?
ALP is a show that I do with Ellen Ball, like you said, on Saturday nights, and we do a different topic every week. This week we're going to be talking about social media, Facebook. Does it serve us?
I love and hate Facebook all at once.
I know. I think that there's going to be a little love and hate in this episode.
It does sound like it'll be very interesting. So you can get that live at lrn.fm as it happens from 11 to 1 Eastern time at nighttime tomorrow, or you can just grab it later on alpshow.com.
That's right.
All right. So, hey, I want to make sure you know about blockchain.info. If you don't yet have this, you probably should. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoins, remember, if you were thinking about getting Bitcoins last week and you didn't do it, well, you missed out because they've more than doubled in value since then. It was something in the light 200 range like a week or so ago, and now it's over $400.
Amazing.
For one Bitcoin. You've got to have a place to keep your Bitcoin, though, and the place you do that is your Bitcoin wallet. Now, you can acquire one for free by going to blockchain.info. And the blockchain wallet is encrypted and decrypted in your browser. So blockchain itself, they don't actually have access to your wallet. They don't know how much Bitcoin is being kept in your wallet. that's all information that is prevented by their own system from them being able to access. It's all yours. So go to blockchain.info, learn more about it, get signed up tonight, and then download the tools for your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, or just use their website. But it's really handy if you've got one of these devices, these handheld smartphone or pad devices, like you have the iPad there, Allie, and the blockchain app makes it very, very easy for you to transact business with Bitcoin anywhere you happen to be.
That's what I always use.
So blockchain.info, go and check that out. All right, so we're talking about the madness of Venezuelan dictator, although they call him a president, the successor to Hugo Chavez, his name Nicolas Maduro. He's gone around and arrested over 100 business people in a two-week-long period of a total crackdown on business in Venezuela.
As, sure sounds like a dictator.
Yeah, as he's ramping up for an election here, he's basically attempting to bribe the people of Venezuela into re-electing him. He took over, he was the vice president during Hugo Chavez's reign, and then when Chavez passed away, Maduro was given the reins.
So this is an important question to me, at least. Does he have a term limit?
I don't know if term limits exist in Venezuela. That's a good question.
Because based on his action, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that he's not going to be able to be president for his whole life. That at some point, probably as soon as everything, as the S hits the fan, he's going to be able to get out because this is going to be devastating for people. And
this is going to be devastating.
If this is, you know, if he's a parasite, if he's just living off of taxes and these different coerced forms of revenue generation, then, you know, there's an argument to be made that if there is a limit to how long someone's going to be in power, well, then their incentive, like I was saying before, people respond to incentive. So his incentive is to do what he's doing now, basically bribe people to vote for him, try to ride it out as much as he
can,
because he's doing a lot of things at once that are eventually, he can't sustain this. You can't keep arresting business owners and running business into the ground because there's not going to be any life left in the economy to sustain your government.
Right. If a business owner doesn't have the incentive, which is the desire for profit, to take care of his family and his loved ones, if the business owner doesn't have the incentive to do the business that he loves to do, and different people love to do different things, then they're going to do nothing. And that's going to result in fewer choices in the marketplace. They're going to result in higher prices as a result. Because it's bad enough that they've got 54% inflation due to the country's socialist economic policies. It's going to get even worse when you can't find a business owner who's willing to do business with all this. I mean, can you imagine having to take prices? One of the examples we gave earlier this week, Allie, was that a washing machine apparently went up a 50% price jump in a two-week time frame. And that's because of inflation, because the business owners are now paying 50% more for this device. So they've
right.
got to pass on the costs. And these are the examples that the Maduro and his cronies are using to point to say that the business owners are the ones at fault. They're the ones that are fleecing the customers. How dare they raise their prices?
You see the same thing in the United States where the government wants to blame businesses for problems that they created. They do it all the time. And whenever there's a problem with the economy, they blame Wall Street or the stock market. They blame the greedy, wealthy business owners who don't want to pay their taxes. Well, guess what? The government isn't what raises my standard of living. It's having a good job. It's being able to have access to items which make me better off at affordable prices, you know, ideally. And if those prices, you know, it's not that if the prices go up, I'm not thinking, oh, wow, I guess the business owners are getting really greedy, because it doesn't really suit their greed. Yes, they are greedy, but if they rise the prices higher than what I'm willing to pay, if I can find the good, like, online somewhere else or from another country or something cheaper, then I'll do that. And then they will make no money off mm-hmm. of me. They have an incentive to try to, get me to want to buy their product by having competitive prices.
855 450 free. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. So let me go on with some more of the story here, because they actually go and they look at what are the business owners doing? How are they responding to this? Because you've got 1,400 shops that have been inspected. Now, this isn't your typical inspection, in that it's not just some lone bureaucrat coming in with a clipboard looking around. I've got a problem with that, too. But you want to talk about scary. They're bringing in the military. So not only do you have them bringing in the code enforcement agent, but he's backed by men with machine guns.
It's a war on capitalism.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this, Ali, is somebody called earlier this weekend and they said, well, why are you guys talking about Venezuela? What does this matter? This doesn't happen here. But the thing is, the difference is only by degrees.
It kind of does happen here.
Well, that's just it. Here, they do have inspectors, government inspectors that go around and they come into people's businesses and they tell you, oh, well, you can't have this over here, you can't have this there. And then they, you know, they come up with all these rules for you that you never consented to. You may not agree to. They may be rules that your customers don't even like. But yet they force them upon you. If you don't do what the man with the clipboard says, eventually they will send the men with guns. So the only difference here is that Maduro is at least just being honest.
Right.
I mean, he's just sending in the men with the guns right out the gate. I mean, we own you. You'll do what we say. Or else. Or else we're going to arrest you. He's arrested 100 businessmen, which is also the same threat that exists behind government regulation in the United States. There's always the threat of arrest. If you don't go ahead, open up a business downtown anywhere, USA, and don't pay the health inspector, don't pay the building inspector, don't pay the, you know, the whatever code enforcement that might be out there. There's always some kind of bribe that you essentially have to pay. They call it licensing fees. But that's all it is. It's just a bribe to do business. It's a bribe to make it so the men with guns don't come into your business.
It's true. And even if they, like, you know, this guy is coming in and just arresting business owners for doing business, but it's... it's the same threat when you pass a law proactively and say you're not allowed to do this ever, even if that's the only way you can sustain your business. If they pass a law, then basically that's saying that if you do this, then we will put you in jail.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's a threat. Sometimes they'll fine you.
So there's no difference here. And it's just the difference in degrees. It's just that the U.S. government bureaucrats they're smoother at this. I don't know why, they're just better. Maybe
they have a better PR campaign.
Yeah, they're a lot better at it. They've managed to convince people that they're necessary. They've managed to convince people in this country that it's necessary to have all these bureaucrats and code enforcers. We talked the other night about a guy whose job it is to use a nose-enhancing device and go around and sniff things to see if there's too much pot smoke in the air in Denver.
Whoa.
I mean, it's crazy. So, 855 453, how are business owners responding to this? This man is calling this an economic war against business owners.
Funny
Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. Dial on in to that line. It is brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that you can help us get Free Talk Live into more people's ears all around the world. We've got over 125 radio stations on board with us. As of now, we could have 400 radios. We could have 500. It's all possible. We just have to call more radio stations. And so we're bringing Daryl on board. He's our Monday night co-host as our affiliate relations assistant. I do affiliate relations during the day. That means that when I get up in the morning, I call talk radio stations. I talk to the program directors. I pitch the show to them. Daryl is now doing that same job. So we now have two people doing that job, whereas before it was just me. And so we now have more than doubled our amount of calls that we can be making to radio stations.
Awesome.
And Daryl has actually taken the plunge. He has decided that he is going to quit his other job. He has now quit his other job and has been working as an affiliate relations person for Free Talk Live for a month. And he's done that on faith, essentially, that our listeners are going to come through and basically sponsor his position here. What we're trying to do is raise approximately, we've got a goal of $950 per month, and that $950 will be matched. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you amp for $5 per month, it's like amping for $10 per month now. So it's the best time ever to get behind the show with the Free Talk Live AMP program. You still get all the perks that you get as an amplifier. You get, you know, access to the AMP-only call-in lines and the AMP-only podcast. And, you know, the AMP-only podcast, for instance, doesn't have the same commercials that doesn't have the commercial load that our regular podcast does. And you can ask us the AMP-only forum, etc. You can go there, learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. But remember, right now, when you amp Free Talk Live, your AMP is going to be doubled. And it will be doubled for at least the next 11 months. We've got these donors, these very generous donors, one of whom is Kane, actually, Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, famous wrestler. You know, these guys are going to double this these donations up to $950 per month.
Nice.
Maybe you want to throw some Bitcoin our way instead. Well, Bitcoin contributions are also being doubled. So you can send your Bitcoin our way as well through bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So again, amp.freetalklive.com to become an amplifier and have your amp dollars doubled, and bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you will have your Bitcoin contributions doubled as well. So great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get this show on more radio stations all across the country. Hey, one other thing that I would suggest to you. Now, I'm pretty excited by this idea about BuzzBox coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'll be the first person to admit that.
Well, I am.
You are, Allie, and this is your first time hearing about BuzzBox. So we'll have to get Mark to get you some so you can try it out.
Ooh.
See what you think. But Mark has been really enjoying the BuzzBox coffee. Mark is our regular weeknight co-host. And you can not only enjoy some really great coffee, but also make a difference one cup at a time. If you love coffee, you can join us in giving a gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinking listeners will truly change lives forever. You can get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. That's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade. It's fair traded, and it will save you money. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Their first pound that you'll be sent is free. You do have to pay for the shipping and handling costs, but besides that, there's no charge for the first pound because they are that confident that you're really going to love this coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com for BuzzBox coffee. That's coffee.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. We're talking about Venezuela and the absolutely disastrous economic situation being created there. It's been happening for years. I mean, you had asked about term limits. I'm still not sure if they have term limits, but this may be an indicator for you, Ali. The previous ruler of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, had a 14-year rule. So
right.
If there's a term limit, it's pretty far out there.
Well, I was trying to look for it, and I guess Chavez eliminated term limits.
Of course.
While during his presidency,
figures.
Or he wanted to, and then they didn't vote for it, and then I think that he was able to get it through.
Hmm.
So I'm not quite sure about that, but I think that they still have to run each time. Like, it's not like you run and you get to be president until you die.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not how elections work.
Sure.
But yeah, I think that, like, even if it, I think the people of Venezuela would be better off if it was just, like, you know, straight up dictatorship. Because at least then the, you know, ruling class would have an incentive to not let everything fall apart. They want the biggest cash cow. If, you know, if you're a parasite, you don't want to be a parasite on a little scrawny Ian. You'd rather be a parasite on, like, a Mark, you know?
You're referring to, yeah, okay, I get where you're coming from. But I don't know, Allie, I mean, why would a dictator have more of an incentive than a president who's acting like a dictator to behave better economically?
Because if he is acting like a dictator. I'm not suggesting he's not, but I think that people just think of dictators, well, they have ultimate power. But it's more about, you know, if you're a dictator and you're all about the power, right, like they all would be, then when, you know, this is something you want to leave a legacy that you can pass on to your kids. You want mm-hmm. to leave your kids with something where they can have power. You don't want to have power over North Korea. What good is that? What are you going to get out of having power over a bunch of, like, completely impoverished people? There's not a lot of taxes to be gained from that. You'd be better
Kim
off
Jong-un
being...
Kim Jong-un is living pretty pretty good there in North Korea.
Would you rather be Obama or Kim Jong-un?
That's a good question, Allie. I wouldn't want to be either of them, obviously, because they're people who rule over the lives of others.
Right.
But you would have to ask Kim Jong-un whether or not he would rather be Barack Obama.
Oh, he would so rather be Barack Obama.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because Kim Jong-un, I don't know if I agree with you on that. I mean, having done some level of looking into North Korea, I mean, watched documentaries
yeah.
about it, and I've read things.
You haven't been there yet?
You can only do so much from the outside.
Your airline tickets are cheap.
Yeah, you don't get an airline flight into North Korea. I don't even know if they have a publicly accessible airport. I'm pretty sure you have to fly somewhere into China or Russia and then travel by train.
Exactly. He's got no one to visit him. Yes, it would be, like, if you're a power monger, yeah, ultimate controlled, I think that is what they're all after, but there's not a lot of money to be made off of this. I was looking at the Laffer curve earlier, and what that is it's a curve which notes, like, so you could have 0% taxation versus 100% government taxation.
Mm-hmm.
The reason governments don't tax us 100%, it isn't because, you know, they love us and they don't, you know, it's out of the goodness of their hearts, they're going to cut us a break. No. It's because if they tax us 100%, there would be nothing left to tax after long. So if you have an incentive to sustain people, you know, an economy for at least long enough that you can keep taxing it, it's more prudent to allow people to keep some of their money.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to, if you're enslaving people, which is what we're talking about here, when you're paying money to somebody who is going to hurt you if you don't do it, you are essentially their slave. And obviously you want to enslave people only to the point where they won't realize that they're enslaved. Because if you've got someone who's a happy little slave and they're busily producing for you every day and then giving you 30% of all their income and they, you know, you keep telling them about how free they are, then that's a really good system for the people who are in control, right? Because then they can keep the illusion going,
right,
and they can live large off of people. So there's no doubt that Barack Obama is living large. Get back to your question about Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator versus Barack Obama. There's no doubt that Barack Obama is living large. However, he's fairly hated by people. I mean, it's not an easy job to be the president of the United States. You look at him right now, he's still a relatively young man, I mean, all things considered, compared to some presidents, and his hair is turning white. Same thing happened to other presidents like George Bush and Bill Clinton while they were in office. It must be a very, very stressful job being, you know, hated.
Professional liar.
And well, you're lying for a living. That's true. But also to simply have always have people questioning everything that you're doing. Kim Jong-un is worshipped as, or at least he would like to be, probably isn't as much as his predecessors, his father and his grandfather, but the man who is in that position in North Korea is worshipped as essentially close to a god. I mean, this man is...
But he knows it's not genuine. I mean, I'm sure he gets off to it.
Doesn't matter what he thinks.
I'm sure he likes it and everything, but the people who like Obama now,
mm-hmm,
they're like diehard fans. They like are probably the same people that like Justin Bieber. They want to marry him and have his babies. That's the kind of fame that I think, you know, Kim Jong-un would want. Instead, he has a bunch of people who are basically put in concentration camps if they don't profess their undying love for him. He knows behind it all that it's all completely coerced. And it's not that Obama's not coercing people.
So does Barack
people,
Obama. I mean, Barack Obama admitted.
We're free to say, I'm free to say on the radio, I don't like Barack Obama. I hate him, in fact. I can say that I'm not going to be put in a concentration camp. So that probably makes for him, his supporters, even that more special.
Mm.
I'm trying to get in the mind of, you know, the power monger.
I think it's a toss-up. I think they both have things that they each, you know, Kim Jong-un has things Barack Obama can never have as far as power is concerned. And the same thing's true for Barack Obama. Barack Obama can bomb things, and Kim Jong-un can't do that. More coming up.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar City stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.